Senator Enzi, you're next. Is he here?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You bet.
Mr. Chairman, I was hoping for change. This seems to me to be business as usual. Maybe it's worse than business as usual. Much spending is for things we couldn't find offsets for years. So we couldn't find the money to pay for them. But a lot of it's one-time money that's going to be spent for things that people will expect us to keep paying for. I noticed that we haven't finished last year's appropriations yet, and I can only assume that it's to see if some things can be jammed into this that wouldn't have to be put into appropriations and be offset. Perhaps Americans have also changed expectations. A billion-dollar increase for a program used to be a big deal, but compared to the $825 billion that we're talking about, it'll seem like there's no dollars at all. Economists are beginning to doubt that this $825 billion giant can do anything except put our children and grandchildren further in debt. The current recession has proven resistant to previous stimulus plans, and there's no reason to expect more of the same will finally succeed. In 2008, Congress threw billions of dollars at households in the form of rebate checks, but empirical data shows that it was ineffective. The first stimulus package failed. In October, Congress showered banks with $350 billion, and while funds may have saved many banks from failure, the TARP's done little to ease credit markets, and the lack of access to capital remains a choke point in the recession. The TARP failed. A recent CBO report concluded that less than half of the spending in the stimulus package would be released in 2009 or 2010. Government simply can't spend infrastructure funds fast enough to have any measurable impact on jobs or income in this year or next without streamlining federal permitting processes. I realize there's an enormous pressure on the incoming administration to show strong action, but we have to be careful that it's not the wrong action. What's the right action then? We have so little ammunition left. The Treasury is approaching the debt limit with alarming speed. Revenues are falling. Deficits are climbing. Every precious tax dollar should be focused on addressing the current housing and credit crisis. I can line up a room full of economists of varying political stripes, and they'll all tell you the same thing. The roots of the recession lie in the housing and credit crisis. Until households and financial institutions no longer fear their own balance sheets, Congress and the Federal Reserve can throw unlimited amount of monies into the economy with little or no effect, and in the process destroy the creditworthiness of our federal government and the value of the U.S. dollar. Infrastructure investment is a noble goal, but it won't stem foreclosures. People with money to buy homes aren't buying. They're waiting to see what we do, waiting for a bottom. We keep predicting worse to come, and we're making it self-fulfilling. Making work pay is laudable, but it won't provide small business the access to capital they need, and Build America bonds won't make banks lend. Congress cannot keep throwing billions of dollars out of an airplane and expect it to heal our economy. If Congress and our new president are truly concerned about keeping jobs and creating new ones, let's not play lip service to this so-called stimulus bill. Instead, let's ensure that American workers have the education and skills needed to fill the jobs by reauthorizing and expanding the Workforce Reinvestment Act. We've been trying to get that done for 4 years. It provides flexibility for training people 900,000 higher-skilled jobs. Or let's unshackle the entrepreneurial spirit that fuels our economic growth by permanently extending the tax cuts we passed in 2001. To my colleagues in this committee, I say we need strong action, not wrong action. And unless changes are made, I intend to oppose the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.